Hey, good morning. Sprockets, Hunter. Chicago!
You're out of there!
Yeah, you're out of there! You're out of there.
Go on.
Get out of there. Anyway, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. I'm the loogie guy, remember? I just love that intro,
it's
man.
It's good. It's a good one. And again, I didn't realize it was a real song.
It's an actual
until
song.
Until you told me. Anyway, it's 8:56. Where Kiki goes? Kiki out there?
She's too embarrassed from you playing that moan for an entire break.
I hope people get used to that because I'm going to play that a lot. Anyway, it's 8:56. It is time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
And of course, as always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, motorcycle, boat insurance, rental homes, contractors, all sorts of things. Honestly, if you need a coverage, just ask Chris.
Snowmobiles.
Yeah.
Snow toys.
And other toys
that make you go, damn it, damn it. Damn it, damn it. I ruined it.
You're
ruined
an idiot.
Joel. Other toys that make you
go. Too bad.
There, I got it. Anyway, go see Chris. He'll get you covered.
Chris.
Love you, Chris. Your dumb vocabulary for today.
I'm inviting Jacob in the studio. Jacob, you could be a part of Dumb Vocabulary, right? You're going to church on Sunday, right?
Yeah, he needs to pray for all of us.
What do we got?
No, not that one.
Let's have sex.
How about, we've done that one.
Oh my gosh. That's terrible.
All right, fine. Bitchy-itis. There we go.
Why does everyone look at me?
All three guys.
Why did everyone look at me?
All the chairs turn in the room.
Bitchy-itis.
When somebody, male or female, has a stick up her butt.
There you go. That's right. It's an extreme case of bitchiness.
Right.
Stick up your butt.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
No, that's when you got a tampon in. It's that time of the month. Bitchy-itis.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you can admit that,
ballsy.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, question. So when you're on that time, do you know, if you're yelling at somebody, is there anything in your brain that, like, sets you back? You're like, oh, you know what? This is the period talking.
Yeah.
Like, does that ever, go through your brain?
You know what? Let me feel this one. As a man explaining a woman's body.
Yeah. Go for it. You guys are doing great.
Let me mansplain this real quick.
Mansplain.
No, I'll give credit to Kiki because there are times where she'll come by later and go, I'm sorry, I'm on my period. I'm like, I know, that's why I didn't say anything else. I backed away slowly and threw chocolate on the ground.
Just leave trails of chocolate.
Don't hurt me. I hide in the bathroom a lot.
So is it just a short fuse?
It's a constant change. Well, just a lot of changing.
Like, does it take something to spark
it? You don't know what mood you're in.
Or can it just come out?
Out of nowhere.
Usually it comes out from you guys.
That's true.
You guys trigger it.
What's the common denominator here of her getting pissed off?
Brock and Hunter.
Let's see. Mm-hmm. I was there. He was there. I was there. Oh. We sometimes initiate the bitchy-itis. So.
Yeah. Exactly. You guys... Not the medicine.
No, that's for sure. That's what the booze and the Midol is for. Example, Liz has got a bad case of bitchy-itis today. Oh, yeah.